Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishnananda Prabhuji, Keshavanand Prabhuji, sorry. And today Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam. We are going to start new chapter from 4th canto, Dhruva Maharaj returns home. We are starting from verse 1. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call? Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah, I'm there. So can you hear me properly, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanvach Pranamal Gurishtu Srila Prabhupada, Gurishtu Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah. I think today we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 9th chapter, 1st verse. And let's see how much we can understand this verse. Before that, let me offer obeisances. Om Ajnana Temarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Litam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurudeva Namah Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Udale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschadeshtar. So we are discussing this 4th canto, 9th chapter, 1st verse. And this is about Dhruva Maharaj returning home. That's the topic we want. Now, so I'll just read the first verse and then we can discuss. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maitri Vacha. This is 491. Taedam Utsanna Bhaya Rupame Pitvan Namaha Prayas Trivishtakam Sahastri Sisha Api Tato Varup Nata Madhav Vanam Dhitta Vidrikshayata. This is the great sage Maitreya told Vidura. And the demigods who are thus reassured by personality of Godhead, they were freed from all fears, and after offering their obeisances, they returned to their heavenly planets. Then the Lord, who is non different from Sahasra Shirsha incarnation, got on the back of the Garuda, who carried him to Madhavan forest to see his servant Shiva. Now, this is the perfect Gaya Srila Prabhupada. The word Sahasra Shirsha refers to personality of Godhead known as Garbhodaksha Vishnu. Although the Lord appeared as Sirodaksha Vishnu, he has been described here as Sahasra Shirsha Vishnu because he is not different from Garbhodaksha Vishnu. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami in his Bhagavad Amrit, the Sahasra Shirsha personality of Godhead, who appeared at the time, was an incarnation known as Krishna Garbha. He created the planet known as Dhruvalok for the habitation of Dhruva Maharaj. Okay, so here is the verse. Now, what is happening is Dhruva Maharaj, in the previous chapter, I don't know whether devotees know or not, but this topic of Dhruva Maharaj, it is very interesting because Dhruva is the only devotee who actually got darshan, got to see Lord face to face in 6 months. There is nobody. People got 60,000 years meditating. Vishwamitra, or maybe thousands of years. Other munis, so for example, Kardama Rishi, Kashyap Muni, they have been meditating for thousands of years. And here Dhruva, a boy who is a 5 years old boy, and he meets God face to face in just 6 months. Now the question is, how is this possible? And the answer to this is, in the name of Dhruva. The name, the meaning of the name Dhruva is, Dhruva in Sanskrit means, Dhruva is Sanskrit, but the English, in English it means determination. Dhruva means determination. And that is, by the way, the qualification to see the Lord fast. If you want to fasten the process, and that is called as mumukshu, that is sometimes called as mumukshutva. Moksha is liberation, but mumukshutva is who wants liberation, who desires, who hankers for liberation. So if you want to see the Lord face to face very fast, and if you want to advance quickly, that all of us want, then we have to be like Dhruva. And what's the meaning of Dhruva? Meaning is determination. Determination is like a catalyst which fastens the process of devotion. But the whole question is, what is determination? That's the whole question. Any person can say, I am determined. But then, how do we quantitatively measure determination? Another question can be, what is the definition of determination? What do you mean by that? And how do I get determination? And how do we know that I am determined or not? How do we measure it? All these questions have to be understood if we really, and have to be answered properly, objectively and scientifically, so that we can really gain the benefit from this whole pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. And the answer to these questions primarily lies in the names of Dhruva's father and mother and father, and her stepmother. That's what this story is all about. This story of Dhruva can also be, the names in this pastime can be understood also allegorically there, and many acharyas, they comment on this pastime like that. There is a hidden meaning in names which will help to understand how Dhruva is born, how determination is born, and what kind of this boy was that he got to see Krishna face to face. Or in other words, what is determination, true determination, that can lead us to see Krishna as quickly as possible. So the question is, what is determination? That's the question. How do we define it? Let's deal with this first question. How do we define determination? Okay, Srila Prabhupada gives the answer in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, Srila Prabhupada gives answer to this question in Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavatam, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can find definition of determination in all these three books. And also Prabhupada mentions about determination. So let's see how does Bhagavad Gita define liberation as? How does Bhagavad Gita define determination as? There's a verse 10.8, 10 chapter 8 verse Bhagavad Gita. And there Krishna mentions, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva prasante maam buddha bhav samanvita. And if you see, so this is a very common verse, so everybody knows the meaning, I don't need to go into the meaning, but if you see the word to word meaning, buddha bhava samanvita. Now if you see the word to word meaning, buddha, Prabhupada writes as intelligence. And then bhava word, Prabhupada translates as determination. Now literally bhava means emotions. Prabhupada writes as determination. And that's the whole point. domination is emotions. What is determination now? What is Krishna? Krishna is supreme controller? No, that's his characteristic. Krishna is the cause of all causes? No, that's the characteristic. So what is Krishna? Krishna is bliss. Raso vaisaha. What is fire? Heat? No. Heat is a symptom of fire. Light? No. Light is a symptom of fire. What is fire? Energy. So what is determination? Determination is emotions. Or let's say strong emotions. Bhava are not ordinary emotions. Bhava are strong emotions. So determination are strong emotions. Or in other words, you can say strong emotions which are mixed with buddhi. Buddha bhava samanvita, with intelligence. So strong emotions for Krishna, which are combined with intelligence or knowledge of Krishna. Strong emotions which are based on true, on solid foundation of knowledge of Krishna, not just sentimental emotions. Those kind of emotions are called determination. In other words, if you want one word for determination, that's conviction. Conviction. And many times Prabhupada says in his lectures, in his letters, determination means conviction. Conviction. So that's what is determination. The more we are convinced that the aim of life is Krishna, and we have to attain Krishna in this life before we die, we have to attain love of God in this life, the more we are determined. That's what is determination. This is the way how we define determination. And conviction, Prabhupada defines in Bhagavad Gita, I think in second chapter or somewhere, and also in Nectar of Instruction, that conviction is the devotee is convinced about the goal of life. Conviction is related to goal, the goal of life. If you're convinced about the goal of life, then you're 50% journey is finished. It's over. Because once the goal is fixed, then automatically the person will find some way or the other to reach the goal. It's natural. But if the goal is not convinced or fixed, then you will not find the way. Even if you find the way, you will not even walk on it. So that's determination. Determination is defined as conviction in the goal of life, conviction in the goal of love of God, conviction that love of God is the goal of life, and whatever choices I make in my life, that will be to attain that goal. That is determination. So determination is conviction. And conviction means, so what does conviction mean? Conviction means having strong emotions which are based on solid knowledge about Krishna and that means that whatever we choose in life, whatever actions and thoughts and feelings we choose in life, we choose in such a manner that it helps to attain love of God. That's like full stop there. That's all. That's determination. Nothing more, nothing less. So that is Dhruva. That is Bhagavad Dhruv. Dhruv was fixed in his goal. He wanted to meet God. And in fact, Narad Muni, he actually dissuaded. And discouraged the Guru not to go in forest and do meditation, because Anand Muni has his own logic for actually discouraging Dhruva. He said, you are a kid, 5-year-old. Forest is dangerous to animals, and your mother is weeping, and you should go back when you become adult, then you can do all these kind of austerities. It's not for kids. But Dhruva said, come on. Dhruva said to Narad Muni, see, he said, Narad Muni, if you, if you can't encourage me to go to meditation and to find God, at least don't discourage me. And just basically get lost. That's what Rumi said. I don't want to talk to you. If you want to discourage me, just go on your own way. That's it, finish. Let me go on my own way. That's how determined he was. And when he went to the forest, by the way, so Bhagavatam doesn't give so much details, but other Puranas, like Vishnu Purana, it gives most details, and Vishnu Purana says that when Dhruva was doing meditation, of course, the first thing we know from Bhagavatam, by the way, before that, Dhruva even stopped drinking water, then stopped breathing. That's how determined he was. For him, breathing was an obstacle in the path of devotion. By the way, that's Dhruva. For us, we can't even imagine in the wildest of dreams that dreaming is an obstacle on the path of devotion. In fact, if somebody will tell us like that, since he's a crazy man. So that's what determined Dhruva was in attaining God. He's not breathing. And by the way, and Vishnu Puran says, further Vishnu Puran says that the demigods were really testing him. They were really trying to stop him. Because demigods were afraid. That's the word used here, Utsana Bhaya. That's, now we come to the verse. The first line says, Taevam Utsana Bhaya Urukrame. Taevam means those demigods. They were really fearful. Utsana Bhaya means, Utsana means being freed. But they were really fearful. Why? Because they thought Dhruva is doing meditation to destroy the universe or to take their position and rule over them. That's what they were thinking. Because demigods are not omniscient. They don't know why he's doing meditation. Only God knows. And according to this verse, when demigods approach God for help, Supreme Personality of Godhead told them, well, you don't really need to worry, because in the last line of the verse it says, Madhur Vanam Vritte Didekshyavata. Vritte means servant. Yeah. So God told, well, I'm going to meet my servant Dhruva. So by saying, by actually Bhagavatam, by mentioning this word Vritte, that servant, Krishna then, after meeting demigods, he went to see his servant. By saying that, so Bhagavatam is indicating that he actually indirectly told demigods that you don't need to fear, because I know his intentions why he's doing meditation. He's my servant. Come on. And he's doing meditation to please me, and not to destroy you, or not to take your kingdom. That's childish. My servants don't do that. And that's why I'm going to see him. Because I want to see him. So I'm not just going to see him because he said so. Or maybe to stop him from his meditation. Because anyway, his meditation is not going to harm you. But in fact, Dhruva's meditation stopped the breathing of the entire universe. That was the whole problem. Vajrava stopped his breath. So Krishna said, oh, that will be easy task, because if I tell him, he will just not do all those austerities. So you don't need to be worried about that. So by saying this, by using this term Vritya, Bhagavatam indicates that demigods were a little peaceful, because he understood. Anyway, his meditation is not to usurp or take our kingdom. His intentions are clear. So that's what was Dhruva. So but anyway, before meeting Supreme Personality of Godhead, demigods were really fearful. And this verse indicates that. Because this verse says that when demigods went to Supreme Personality of Godhead, they were very fearful. And by meeting Supreme Personality of Godhead, their whole fear went away. They were freed from all the fears. It says this verse says, Utsana Bhaya. They are freed from all those fears. This means that they were fearful. This verse indicates that they were very fearful. And Vishnu Puran explains how fearful they were. They were so fearful that they were trying to actually destroy the meditation or disrupt the meditation of the Rupa. And they did so many tricks. They produced monsters all around the Rupa, just shouting and howling, and then dangerous animals like lions, and then like snakes. Demigods took form of snakes and they climbed on the body of Dhruva, but Dhruva didn't move. There were monsters, he didn't move. There were lions, he didn't move. Demigod even came in form of his mother and started crying, Dhruva, please open your eyes, see me, and I've come to meet you and I'm suffering in this forest. But he didn't even move what to say of opening his eyes. He was determined. Without seeing God face to face, I will not open my eyes. I will not even breathe. That's what is a qualification to see Krishna face to face as quickly as possible. That's catalyst of devotion, determination. Now, having defined determination, what is the cause of determination? How do we get determined? That's the whole point. How do we get determination like Dhruva? What to do? What sort of thing we're doing? That's the whole point. Because we are not determined like that, like Dhruva. Of course, we are not even determined like even 1% of what Dhruva had determination. So, what to do? And the answer is in the names of his mother and father. And the name of his mother is Suniti, by the way, Suniti. And the name of his stepmother is Suruchi. And the name of his father is Tanpat. So Dhruva is born of Suniti and Tanpat, the combination of both, father and mother, because he is the son. So that's the point. Determination is born of, the cause of determination is Suniti. Suniti means, Niti means morality, virtues. Actually literally Niti means policies or politics, but a good politics. And Suniti means morality, a system, a politics, a way of leading life, a way of managing people, that is politics, which produces good values in the people. That's what is all politics about. Politics not about bad things. Politics about managing people so that they become good. Otherwise, what's the point of managing people? Isn't it? So, Suniti means morality, virtues. And Uttanpad. Uttanpad means, pad means feet, Uttan means beyond. Or, of course, here it means, of course, here pad means, pad also means, it means feet, but pad also means shlokas, the verses, a knowledge. Pad means knowledge. So, knowledge, and Uttanpad means excellent knowledge. So, determination is born of good values, good divine qualities, which Krishna says in 16th chapter, and knowledge of Krishna. And that's what, if we want to be determined, we have to have these two. We have to have Suniti and Uttanpad. We have to have good values, good qualities in life, morality. So let's not say morality. Morality is a very, it's a very mundane term nowadays. So let's say devotional qualities. or divine qualities, what Gita Prabhupada translates as. Divine qualities like 16th chapter, you can read that verse, or 13th chapter, you can read those 18, 19 divine qualities, whatever, like humbleness, simplicity, and then sense control, mind control, all these tolerance, all these great qualities which a devotee should have, undisturbed, amidst disturbances, all these qualities being equal in all the circumstances. So that's qualities and knowledge of Krishna. Now the base of all qualities, the mother of all qualities, is selflessness. Selfless. So devotees should learn how to be selfless. The queen of all qualities is humbleness. That's what we know. We always emphasize on humbleness. But the mother of all qualities is selflessness. So devotee must learn how to be selfless. Devotee must learn how to do devotion for others and not just for himself. How to live for others and for God. And knowledge. And we should, knowledge means philosophy. We should understand philosophy nicely. We should understand philosophy of Krishna. We should understand Bhagavatam. We should understand Gita. We should understand good philosophy. Don't be sentimental. Don't be sentimental and think without understanding philosophy, you will go back to where it's not possible. We will not determine. Determination will be weak. We might go back to water, but it will take time. But the more time you spend in the material world, the more risk, at risk you are, because any time we can fall down. Illusion, Maya is ready for us. She is ready. So we need to escape from here as fast as possible. So that's the cause of determination. Knowledge and divine qualities. Or philosophy of Krishna and selflessness. That's what we have to learn. And then we become determined. This is one way to see this. Now, Srila Prabhupada also says the cause of determination in some of his lectures. Prabhupada says, Prabhupada says, the cause of, the more the sense controlled you are, the more the determined you are. So another answer for the cause of determination is sense control. And we can understand that when you have knowledge and when you have divine qualities, then you get sense control. You can't get sense control by without good understanding of philosophy. You cannot get that. And you cannot get sense control without actually good qualities in your life. Your mind will be always disturbed. Good divine qualities helps you to fix your mind. Divine qualities helps you to fix you in pure mode of goodness and not go in passion and ignorance. So your mind is not disturbed. And knowledge helps you to fix mind on one point on Krishna. So that's what Prabhupada says, the cause of determination is sense control. And Prabhupada also says, the determination can be destroyed and weakened only by one thing, when you lose sense control. And that's the whole point. Suruchi was stepmother of Dhruva. Who was actually responsible for Dhruva to actually leave his home, Suruchi. Now Suruchi, Ruchi means attachment, and Suruchi means extreme attachment, extreme obsession for sense gratification. So Prabhupada says, sense gratification. The more the person is doing sense gratification, the more his determination will be weakened. That's what the point is. The cause of determination is knowledge and divine qualities, and the destruction of determination, the weakening of determination is due to sense gratification. As soon as As soon as we do some stratification, determination will be taken. And we can see this. We can see this. We can see this. Brahmacharis who indulge in sense gratification, they fall down. They can't be determined to be many brahmacharis. And we all see this. Just by doing little sense gratification, we become weak. We feel weak. We feel as if we don't have any strength to chant, to preach. It's so frustrating inside. So that is how determination can be destroyed, sense gratification. That's about the cause of determination. And how we can get determination and how we can destroy it ourselves. But the whole point is, how do we know that we are getting determined or not? I mean, just we can assume we are getting determined. But how do you know objectively that you are determined or not? Now, to know whether we are getting determined or not, is there any test? Is there any objective sign? So, yeah, there is a sign. How do you know that you are determination? And the more you're determined, the more your determination increases, one thing is going to happen in your life. So you can check your determination, the proper determination, a good determination will produce vairagya, or renunciation, or detachment from all that is material and matter. If that is happening, that this means your determination is increasing. Detachment, vairagya, even from your own self, will no longer be attached to yourself. If that is happening, you will no longer be attached to your own plans and ideas. If that is happening, when you are disowning yourself, that is happening. When you start to hate your own selfishness and your present condition in which you are selfish, then that is determination. Then this means your determination is increasing. That's how we understand that determination is increasing. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says that, by the way. Vishnam Tandakata Papam Yajana Punne Karmanam Tesham Dandavir Vukta Bhajantya Maam Dhridhavrita. When a determination is increasing, this means Tesham Dandavir Vukta. You go beyond dualities. You start going beyond dualities. That is how we know our determination is increasing. Going beyond dualities means you are not affected by this material world. You are undisturbed in the problems which are surrounding you. So how do you know we are getting determined? When you become detached from your own selfishness. And the second is, when you are undisturbed, even if so many disturbances all around you. Tesham Dvanda Vinur Mukta. Dvanda means disturbances. Dvanda means dualities. Dvanda also means disturbances. Because of dualities, your mind is disturbed whether to do this or not to do this, whether this is right, whether that is wrong. So you'll be completely undisturbed among, even if you're surrounded by so many disturbances. That is the test of determination. That is when you will know you are ready to determine. So by these two signs we can understand that our determination is increasing. One is renunciation from your own self, from your own selfishness. And the second is undisturbed amidst disturbances, even if disturbances surrounding you. Millions of disturbances to be undisturbed. No problem. Like Prabhupada, in this moment was full of problems, inside, outside, up and down, front and back. But Prabhupada was undisturbed. Prabhupada was dependent on Krishna, and he used to write the letters. So, that's how we know that our determination is increasing. So that's what is Dhruva all about. That's his whole pastime all about, Dhruva Maharaj. That's why Dhruva is Dhruva. And that's why this verse says, demigods were freed from fear. Because of fear, they went to Urukrama. Urukrama is one of the names of Krishna, which means whose actions are uncommon. Krama, Krame. Krame means so Uru means thighs. Or Uru means winning. Krame means actions. And Uru means uncommon. So whose actions are uncommon, that's Uru Krama. So when demigods went to meet Supreme Lord, and the name of Supreme Lord here is used as Uru Krama, that means nobody can understand his actions. Then their fears so the fears vanished. They were freed from all fears. Because they complained to Supreme Personality of Godhead that this boy, because of the austerities, he has stopped his breath. And the whole universe is suffocating. What to do? But they were actually not really fearful of suffocation. They were more fearful of their own positions. And they will lose their heaven. And they went, complained to Urukrama. And Urukrama, whose actions are uncommon, he actually settled demigods. He made them peaceful. I say, no problem. I'm going to see that boy. And for your sake, I will stop his meditation. No problem. But anyway, Vritya Dirvikshara. Vritya means he's my servant. Anyway, he's my servant. Dirvikshara, and I will go to see my servant. And you don't need to fear from him, because as I said, his intentions are clear. He doesn't want your kingdom. He doesn't want to kill everybody in the universe. He is a mere boy. He is meditating on me, and he's so fixed his mind on me because he's my servant. That's why he stopped his breath. He's forgotten to actually even read. He's so immersed in qualities and pastimes of my pastimes. He's such a great devotee. He even doesn't remember. He has to read. And I'm going to meet him. No problem. And you go back. So they were with some number. They were freed from fear because they took shelter of Urukrama. And Tribhustakam means they went back to the heavenly planets. So what did Krishna do? Sahasrasayashapi. So Krishna, the form of Vishnu, he climbed his Garuda. And Madhurvanam is Madhuvan, which is actually Mathura. So it seems Dhruva was doing meditation in Mathura Mandal. And I think in Brajmandal Prayatama, there is a place where Dhruva did his meditation. I think so, Madhuvan. And he went to Mathura, and there Dhruva was doing meditation. And even Vritya Dirvikshara, he went to see his servant. Now here's the point. This verse is actually showing how much God loves his servant. How much God loves his servant who is determined. Actually, Krishna likes determination. Actually, what Krishna wants to see in us, he doesn't want to see that we are making temples, or we are to distribute books, or even that we are chanting the names. Not just that. He wants to see which, how much determination we are making temple, how much determination we are distributing books, how much determination we are chanting. So there is a lecture of Prabhupada, by the way. And that lecture of Prabhupada says, yes, Krishna wants your fruits and flowers and water, but he wants to see how much determined you are to offer him fruits, flowers and water. So Prabhupada says, so you tell the Krishna, yes, I want to offer you fruits. Krishna says, okay, I'm ready, please offer me. And he wants to see how much determined you are to offer him fruits and a flower. And everything you have, your thinking, your feeling, your willing. And Srila Prabhupada says, You don't even need to offer him flower and fruits and water. You don't need anything from this material world. You can offer so many things which God has already given you. He has given you thinking. He has given you feeling. He has given you intentions or willing. He has given you emotions. He has given you knowledge. He has given you the capacity to sense, to control your senses. And you offer in that sense and become perfect. That's what Krishna wants to see. That's what Krishna wants to see. How much determined you are to offer your thinking. How much determined you are to not engage your thinking in this material world. How determined you are to offer your feelings. In fact, the verse Patram Pushpam Phalam Tvayam is Krishna doesn't want just a flower from you. Come on. Krishna has so many flowers and fruits. Krishna, flowers represent feelings. Some commentators say like that. Fruits represents willing, your actions. And water represents your thinking, clear thinking like water. That's what Krishna wants to see. So, that's why Krishna went to see his Krishna. Bhagavatam calls, God tells, Krishna tells that he is my servant. It's a big thing, come on, to tell any devotee his servant. It's an achievement. Krishna tells that he is my servant, he or she. That's a perfection of life. Because we can call ourselves servant, but the whole point is whether Krishna wants to call us as his servant. Perhaps not now, because now we are not up to the mark. And he might say, yeah, he's trying to become my servant. Dhruva is my servant. Prahlad is my servant. Ambarish is my servant. They are my servants. These people, they are trying, okay? I'll help them. So Dhruva, he calls his servant and Didriksha, and he goes to see him. That's what is the point. Krishna reciprocates his love with Dhruva. He reciprocates his love with Dhruva by personally going to see him. He could have stopped the meditation of Dhruva just from there, just from Vaikuntha, he could have done that. But he didn't do that. He could have spoken and Dhruva might have, would have heard his voice or done something else. But he didn't. He went to see him. Because he wanted to see this devotee, Dhruva, who had this extraordinary quality of determination. He was impressed by him, by the way. He was impressed by his determination, by his dedication, which was an expression of his love, which increased his love millions and millions of folds of time. And it compelled Krishna to come to him. That love, that determination of Dhruva to attain love of God, to attain love of God, that compelled him. So that is what is Britya Didriksha. That is what is loving dealings between God and his devotees. God and his devotees. Devotees go to see God, but God is going to see devotees. That's interesting. That's what is uniqueness of this quality of determination. If you determine, God will come. That's the perfection of life. If you are even 0.01% less than perfection, then God is not going to come and see you. He's not going to come and see you. This means Dhruva was 100% perfect. His domination was 100% perfect. There were no loopholes there. There were no pitfalls. And he was fixed on his goal to see Krishna face to face. And here's the point I meant to say. Vishnu comes on Garuda. He climbs with Garuda. He actually comes on Garuda. Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Your voice is breaking in between.
And now it's okay?
Yeah, now it's okay.
So, So that's the point. So Vishnu climbed his vehicle, Guru. And he came there. Another way, Vishnu is so loving to his devotees that when Gajendra was in trouble, he wanted to come there so fast and save him that he didn't have even time to climb on Guru. He said, Guruna, your speed is slow. I want to be there very fast. He's about to die. And I don't want any of my devotees to die because I promised my devotees never perish. So that's the word didriksha. Didriksha, iksha means to see. And drik means to see. But didriksha means intense desire to see, the vision of the seer. Prabhupada translates vision. God wishes to see his servant. That is perfection. That is what we want. Our devotion should be such that even Krishna decides, oh, if I can see my servant and express my love for him by going, by personally taking pains to go and see him. That's what we want. That's what our devotion should be, of course. We don't want God to come and take pains to come and see us. In fact, there was an Alvar, a Saudanian saint in Kundakonam. I think it was K.R. Nobich Alvar, but it was an Alvar. And in Kundakonam, he went and he said to God, Oh my Lord, I have an intense desire to talk to you. And the deities started sitting. And even today you go, all Vishnu deities are lying, but that deity is half sitting and half lying, in between. In between it is, even today. Because then Vishnu wanted to get up to talk to him. And in between Alvar told, no, please don't take pains to get up and talk to me. Please don't do that. So he just stopped him in half of the day, in the middle of the day. So that deity is like that. So that is God. If Dhruva is fluent, real fluent, Krishna is real God. Dhruva wants to see God, is fixed to see him, God is also fixed to see him. Krishna is like that. So that's what this whole verse is about. This verse is all about love of God for his devotee, for his bhritya, for his devotees. Krishna can go to any extent to please his devotees. He didn't really go to meet Dhruva because he had to stop his meditation, or maybe even demigods asked him. Of course, that was external reason. Krishna wanted to please even Krishna or Vishnu, he wanted to please even demigods. Demigods are devotees. So he can't deny their request. But then Dhruva was a much greater devotee than demigods. And especially being a child, 5-year-old child. And he wanted to express his love for him. And he said, okay, let me express my love by personally going to him. And he went there. So that's this verse all about determination, about love, about reciprocation of God for his devotees. And the surrender of his devotees to the the surrender of the devotees to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also the fear of demigods, and how the demigods became free of fear when they took shelter of Krishna. The Krishna makes everybody fearless. Demigods, Dhruva, everybody. He is a perfect planner. His actions are perfect and beyond perfection. By one action, he pleased demigods, he pleased Dhruva, and he arranged it perfectly. And that is why it is said, if we do devotion to Krishna, everything will become perfect, and everything will turn out to be perfect. And everything is perfect. That is what the story of Dhruva is all about. Our determination, love, perfection, and seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face in 6 months. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions? I'll just stop it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very very beautiful class Prabhuji. Can you one time repeat the meaning of Suruchi and Suniti?
So Suniti means, Niti means politics, but here politics is in a good sense. Politics means a system to manage people. Politics means policies to manage people. But the whole purpose of managing people is to make them good people, isn't it? The whole purpose of government is to make policies so that people become good. So Suniti means divine qualities. And Suruchi means, which means attachment. Su means intense. Su means enjoying propensity. So Suruchi means sense gratification. So sense gratification destroys determination, just as Suruchi made Dhruva leave his home. And Suniti gives birth to determination. That
very nice, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. I request other devotees, if they have any question or comments, they can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You have mention the two meanings of the pada means, you know what the pada meanings. So I could hardly hear.
Okay. So pada means lotus feet. Technically, pada means lotus feet.
Yes.
But pada also means knowledge, because. Because in Sanskrit, pada means also shlokas. A part of shloka is called pada. Or the paragraph is called pada. Sometimes, or the chapter is called pada. So Vedanta Sutra is called Shodash Pada. Or four chapters, four sections. So pada is also used for knowledge. So where you divide knowledge into chapters and sections. So, Uttan means supreme, beyond realms of nature. So supreme knowledge, and supreme knowledge means knowledge of Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare. So, anybody wants to ask anything?
Very, very wonderful class. A different viewpoint. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And regarding determination, you said that how being selfless and the other qualities lead to determination.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes we see that when our determination breaks, because the determination is always at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
So how to bring it up? Basically, when we fall down from our determination or qualities,
mm-hmm.
how do we get back the strength to
by knowledge, and that's why determination is born of divine qualities, and when we fall down from divine qualities into demonic qualities, that is fall down basically, then you need the help of father, that's a mother, and the father is knowledge, and by knowledge we can overcome, fall down, then we can again pick ourselves up. That's why knowledge is very essential. So the knowledge, the philosophy we will understand. Philosophy will teach us, okay, fine. I have fallen now. My determination is weak. So what should I do? Okay, what should I do? I should be double determined in this condition. because that will please Krishna more. If you're determined and you do devotion, that will please Krishna. But if you become weak and still keep on doing devotion, in spite of your feeling weak, then that will please Krishna the most. So philosophy will inspire you. Yes, my determination has gone weak, I've become weak, I'm falling. But oh, Krishna is doing so many things for me. Krishna never forgets me. In spite of me forgetting him and doing all this nonsense, still he keeps on helping me. And by thinking all these points, by knowing all these points, by knowing this knowledge, by knowing how Krishna is helping us at every moment, how Krishna is beside us at every moment, even if we are conscious or unconscious, he's always there. He's always attentive to our desires, like a God or like a Father. And that, just by knowing this, and always remembering this, we'll be so much inspired to serve him, even when we become weak and even when we sometimes fall down. But again, so we'll be able to pick up ourselves up. So knowledge picks us up, like a father picks the child when it falls down. The father holds him and picks him up in his lap. Similarly, transcendental knowledge, your philosophical knowledge, knowledge of Krishna, knowledge of scriptures, that will help us to bring in our determination back. Or we associate with knowledgeable people, but then the whole point comes again to knowledge, because the company of knowledgeable people is useful only when you get knowledge from them. Otherwise, what's the point of being with them? So that's why Prabhupada says, Kirtanam will give you happiness and reading will give you conviction. Prabhupada said this. So that's basically knowledge.
Thank you so much,
Guruji. Yeah, Hare Krishna. And that is why I think devotees should read books. They should make a habit of reading books again and again and discussing them. Otherwise, we feel weak, our mind is disturbed, and then we can't pick ourselves up. And then it takes 1 week, 2 weeks to again come back to the same platform, somehow or another. We climb back. Sometimes we can't even climb back. We are there in that position for years together. And we're just spending our time. Nothing happens. So reading books and understanding must be done. That's of paramount importance. Yeah. Okay, if anybody wants to ask, then they can probably.
Hare Krishna, here. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, then okay. We will end here. Let's pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyascha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namah,
Anantakoti Vaishnavebhyo,
Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki, Jai Radha Shri Prabhupada Ki, Jai.